Thank you for listening. Good morning again, dear God. You are loving. You are an almighty God. Let thy holy will become my heart's desire. Father, teach me to allow myself to be fed more of thy word by the Holy Spirit, thereby giving me the strength and consistency to walk with you through your holy word. I desire to be inspired through thy Holy Spirit to change what needs to be changed and to be blessed and encouraged in the areas where I need you most. Lord, give unto me the wisdom to turn to you and trust in your word that I may live in thy way of life eternally. Teach me to learn to allow you to do all those things that enables my spirit to allow your spirit to use thy word to encourage, to judge, to motivate others, to allow you, dear God, to use your word in their hearts. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And that's from the book of Hebrews, the faith chapter, the faith book, chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. Lord, please allow thy Holy Spirit to teach me the basic truths of thy holy word. Let me not only learn them, but keep them close to my failing heart. Teach me to move forward beyond those basic teachings to maturity by engaging in the activities that lays the foundation of unrepentance. For these acts will always lead me to death. Lord, I desire to have faith in you, thereby learning about your cleansing rites, thy laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and thy eternal judgment. Teach thy servant to understand thy wisdom that teaches the impossibility for someone to taste of the word and fall back into the feeling of having regret or remorse for doing something wrong. Help me to understand that I am crucifying Jesus all over again, thereby subjecting him to public disgrace again and again. Lord, please allow thy servant and my life to produce the fruit of thy spirit and not experience the thorn and thistle part of living, because that would be difficult to swallow. Lord, let me not pretend to be holy, but still walk in darkness, thereby attempting to hide my behavior and actions by the cover of the darkness. Lord, please forgive me. Allow me to heed thy warnings of being cursed for such a lifestyle. Please help me that I do not allow myself to live like this. Lord, I'm fully convinced that you are not an unjust God. Therefore, Lord, please allow me to show that same diligence in my walk with you until the very end. Teach me to stand firmly upon your promises, as Abraham did when he walked out of faith and left the comfort of his family and friends to go into the unknown, to follow what you, dear God, had instructed of him at an age of 87 years old. That would be a difficult thing to do in this age, because we as humans would desire to rely upon our own abilities and reasonings. We would think that would be absurd. Our logic today is bad for our way of life because it enables us to depend upon our own selfish abilities without the need to walk in faith as Abraham did. Lord, please forgive us all for allowing ourselves to adhere to such disabling attitudes. Teach me to make a solemn pledge or promise to you, Heavenly Father, to walk in an upright way of life, thereby turning from my wicked ways to the ways that causes eternal separation from you. Lord, what model or example am I allowing to come through for others to see in my walk to please you? Am I showing others that you are not to be trusted? Or am I showing others to trust you with all thine heart and soul? Father, help me to teach others that you are the only way to heaven and to salvation through thy Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, teach me to relate to others that many claim to have the right way, but there is only one way to eternal life, and that is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I have learned while living on this earth that life is difficult and very unfair, but you, dear God, are a just God, and you will never forsake me, nor will you ever leave me, will you leave me feeling ashamed or guilty for something. Only the devil causes deceit and guilt to appear in our lives. Father, you will take the wrongs and turn them into rights. You will give me the strength and the energy to live the Christian life through thy Holy Spirit when you feel that things are useless and you have nowhere to run. Or rather, I will have nowhere to run. For I feel that God is everywhere, and he knows what you need before you even come to that place of needing to ask. Lord, teach me to continue my life throughout my course of living without regard to the opposition of how difficult things may get, but totally depending upon the promises of you. I ask that you give me the wisdom to clearly understand all my convictions and why I embrace them and never wavering in my faith by poorly representing Jesus Christ, my Lord. Let me show others that I love you, dear God, with all my heart and soul. Lord, let my soul never give any misrepresentation of who you are and who you can be in the lives of those that choose to trust in you. Teach me to turn from the vagueness of my beliefs to the assurance of who I am, of who I know that you are and who you can be to anyone that believes on you. Lord, once I have tasted of the truth, I can never be satisfied with a replication of the truth, because what is real and there is never a substitution. I know that an orange is an orange because of how it tastes, thereby knowing that it's not an apple. In the same way, Lord, I know that you are a God that will always show love and compassion to anyone that calls upon your holy name. Lord, thank you for that assurance. Whenever I hold thy word in my hands, I understand and realize that this is thy true word, and there are none like it in all the world. Lord, I know that it's your inerrant word because I have tasted of it. An orange tastes like an orange. An apple tastes like an apple. Therefore, there can never be any substitute. Although there are many imitations, that is where the Holy Spirit comes into the Christian's life to guide us and give us discernment into God's truth. Lord, I know in my heart that you will provide me with a new home because I can feel it in my bones. Lord, I know that you have a purpose for me to trust in you for everything that comes into my life. And Lord, I am trusting you for that which you want me to trust you for. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all thy teachings this morning. And I thank you for the trust and praise you've allowed me to give unto you this morning. In Jesus' precious name, I ask and pray. Amen and amen.